time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for tuning in with us. First of all, this morning, we've got Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell in the studio with us. And Chuck, good morning. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Absolutely. You guys have a big scrimmage coming up on Saturday.
Yes, sir. We're at Ballard Memorial. We play freshman, JV, and varsity. We got about 3 hours to play, so we're going to let all of our kids get out there, and we're going to see what they can do.
Yeah, big scrimmage coming up. How has the team looked so far in practice this year?
Well, we just got the football players back, of course, so they're coming in. They got a lot of bumps and bruises, you know, throughout the season, and they're starting to work different muscles, you know, because we're doing a lot of running, and they're trying to get in and mix in with the kids we've had. So it's going to be interesting Saturday.
Yeah. Now, you've got a couple of scrimmages, and then the regular season opener is not far away.
Yeah, we play next Saturday at Crittenden County, and we'll play two or three different teams, and that's going to be interesting. And then we open up with Murray at home on December the 1st.
Yeah, that's a Monday, so yes, getting the season jumped off on the right foot, and Murray's usually pretty decent.
Yeah, we went over there and played him last year. We got a win over there. It was a tough win. They have a really good team. They got a new coach this year. We're excited to invite them in. They had a big kid last year, football kid, that was really, really effective. Jay Darius took care of him. So it's going to be interesting. I'm not sure what they've got. They've got a couple transfers and a kid that left, so we'll see.
We're talking this morning with Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell. I also hope to talk to a former Tiger today, former Caldwell County football head coach Will Barnes. We're trying to make that connection on the show, so when we get him, we'll talk to him as well. We're going to take a timeout right here, though. We'll come back and have lots more here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Struggling with ear infections, sinus problems, sleep apnea, or hearing loss? Caldwell Medical Center is excited to introduce a new specialized care, otolaryngology. Their expert ENT team offers comprehensive treatments from advanced diagnostics to tailored surgical solutions. Don't let ENT conditions hold you back. Visit them at caldwellmedical.com to learn more about these services and how they can help you breathe, sleep, and hear better. Caldwell Medical Center, expert care right here at home.
Did you know every time you shop in our Big Deal Store, you're not just grabbing a great bargain? You're supporting local businesses right here in our community? At WPKY, the Big Deals program allows local businesses to trade gift certificates for advertising, helping them grow as they reach more customers. And don't we all want our business community to grow? Help our local business community thrive and save money, too. Shop Big Deals at WPKYonline.com and make a difference. Visit WPKYonline.com and click on Big Deals today.
Ever have one of those medical questions you're too embarrassed to ask?
I got a tick bite in the worst place possible. I heard if you put Vaseline on it, it'll just back itself out. Is that true?
Community Medical Clinic will join Coffee Talk to spill the beans.
Is hair of the dog really good for a hangover?
Text your questions at 270-963-9038.
How many ibuprofen is too many ibuprofen?
Listen, Middle Mondays at 8:15. You might just hear your answer.
Is that normal?
I mean, honestly.
Is that true?
Spill the beans only on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us again this morning. As we told you, Kaw County boys basketball head coach Chuck Mitchell is in the studio with us this morning. Also joining us on the phone now, we've got former Caldwell County Tiger player and former football head coach Will Barnes with us. Will, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Todd. Appreciate you having me on. Always enjoy talking to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad we could get you on to talk some sports. And like I said, Chuck's here if you want to say anything to him, or hey, Chuck, Will, if you want to say anything to Will.
What's up, man?
How's it going, Coach Mitchell?
I'm just working at it.
You know, we got to catch Coach Mitchell and the boys over at Apollo this summer, my wife and kids. So we got to watch them play for a little bit this summer, which was good to see.
Yeah, it was good to see you guys. It really was. Good, a familiar face. So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, Will, you guys have a big football game coming up Friday night, and weird that you guys play Greenwood this week, and that's where Kaw County started its season back in the very first scrimmage of the year.
Yeah, it is kind of funny because I actually did, because I still keep up with Caldwell County, of course, and kept up with that scrimmage and just kind of seeing how that was going from a more of a Caldwell standpoint more than Greenwood, but knew with the 5A District 2 how that's kind of been realigned that could potentially be a matchup, down the line. But, in early August, that's not something it's really on my mind.
Yeah, have you gone back and watched that game, though, as you get ready for Greenwood?
Yeah, a little bit. I actually did earlier this week, just, because Coach Sounds is obviously the offensive coordinator, and a lot of, we think a lot of the same ways, and so some of the ideas that, they didn't have a game plan going into that scrimmage, I'm sure, but just some of the things that they kind of did gave me some ideas, and it was good to see somebody that plays kind of with a similar style and mindset that we've got here.
Well, tell us what you're doing there at Owensboro.
So I'm teaching biology still, and I'm the offensive coordinator, and I've been doing that for 3 years. So it's been a good experience, and I've really enjoyed it here so far.
Yeah, you guys, it looks like, are in pretty good shape when you look at the playoffs and the RPI, because I think you guys are, number two? So if you can keep winning, you get to play at home for a while.
Yeah, and that's huge for us. We've got, a really good home field advantage, a great stadium that's got a lot of good energy. And so we play a lot better at home. So we're fortunate enough to keep winning and playing at home. That's a big time plus for us, because I do think we do have a home field advantage as far as that goes.
Yeah, how did you end up there at Owensboro?
My wife, she's from Owensboro, of course. Dad coached in Davis County for a long time, and it's something that she was interested in moving back to Owensboro, and I knew the coach here at OHS previously. I played with him at Kentucky Wesleyan, and opportunity came up, and kind of went from there. So just, familiarity, really.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're kind of an Owensboro guy anyway. I mean, you graduated from Caldwell County, but you kind of grew up there more in the Owensboro area, right?
Yeah, and there's still, a lot of the people that I grew up with that are still here. My best friend lives here. And so, definitely had some connections from when I lived here previously, and even whenever I was at Wesleyan. But I've spent a lot of time here in Owensboro for sure.
Now, you played football, you played some baseball. Did you ever think about playing basketball?
I wasn't a very good basketball player. Coach Mitchell would not have liked me on the basketball floor, that's for sure. I wasn't any good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, as far as basketball, I was talking to the Siglers last night, and they tell me a lot of history about our basketball program. It's unbelievable some of the kids that's come through there. And Mr. Sigler walked in our locker room. He said, "Nothing's changed."
Yeah.
Jace Sigler, that's his dad, you know. And Jace is a tremendous football player. Well, he's a three-sport kid, you know. He can do about anything he wants to do. So you'd be looking for him on the gridiron, because that kid is definitely a football kid.
Oh yeah, I've you know, known that whole group of kids, you know, that was going to be got a lot of really good players, and not just football players, and a lot of good families, and I know that's a good group coming up.
Yeah, it's definitely a good place to be, Coach, for sure.
Yeah, we'll talk about the differences between being a coach at a 2A school and being a coach on staff there at a 5A school.
There's a lot more people involved. And so, you look at, you know, the staff at Caldwell County, we were doing, you know, everything really, you know, coaching both sides of the ball, doing the weight room program, doing the fundraising. There's just more people involved. But the quality of the program and that type of thing and how it's ran is very similar, you know, that, which is something that, if I was going to move, I wanted to go to a program that did things the right way. And from that aspect, it's not any different. You know, the way the programs are ran are very similar. And, you know, I was with Coach Fallon the last 2 years, and he's very, very, very organized, very similar to how I was used to it with Dad and how we did things at Caldwell. And there's just a lot more people around, you know. We've got a whole offensive staff, we've got a whole defensive staff, and so that's the biggest difference.
Okay, hey Coach, quick question: how many of your kids that are playing football play on the basketball team as well?
We're kind of in a weird spot here. Usually, there's a ton of kids that play basketball and football. Really, we've got more football, baseball players this year. We have probably, I would say, 9 through 12, we've probably got 6 to 8 guys just off the top of my head that probably play some level of football and some level of basketball. But really, a lot of our varsity players are baseball guys too.
Gotcha. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, Will, are you looking maybe at some point in the future maybe being a head coach again?
Maybe, but, I've taken it day by day and just doing the job I've got right now, and we'll kind of see how all that shakes out when those opportunities come up, if they do. So I'm happy right now, and got 3 kids, and they're in school and daycare, so, you know, that keeps me busy too.
Yeah. It looks like you guys have been on a roll since a couple of tough games to open the season. You guys had a killer schedule early, but you guys have won 9 straight. Are you still kind of doing the system thing there with Owensboro?
It's not the system per se. We've got a new head coach, and it's kind of, you know, we've used his terminology, and but it's, you know, similar type of concepts, and you know, I've tried to incorporate, you know, my experience into that as well. So really, we've got good players. And when you got good players, that helps quite a bit.
Amen to that.
Well, the big question, I guess, where do you see the state of high school football right now in the state of Kentucky? Seems like Caldwell County had a whole lot of running clock games this year. I noticed you guys had a whole lot of running clock games. Is there a problem that needs to be fixed, or are we just making too much out of all these running clock games?
Well, I listened, in the last couple of weeks with Coach McClellan, Coach Riley, talking about just some of the ideas that they threw out there. And I thought they had a lot of really good ideas. You know, it is, you know, I know Coach McClellan talked about, you know, Mayfield being in Graves County. Owensboro Catholic is 2A, but you think about how big Davis County is, and that's just a little bit different ball game. And so there, I don't have all the answers, and but there's definitely some things I think that could be changed. But what I do like is the RPI. I think it could probably be modified a little bit, but you know, you're getting teams late in the playoffs with good matchups, and home field is earned and that type of thing, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah, when you get to that third round, you go to the RPI now. So, and like I said, you guys, it looks like, are set up pretty good as far as that goes.
Yeah, we, you know, have to win tomorrow night against, you know, a really good Greenwood team. And, you know, going back to talking about Caldwell, you know, they really did a good job in that scrimmage. And you look what Greenwood's done. I think they're I'm not the best with records, but I think they've won 8 ball games and beat a good Madisonville team. So, and their coach does a great job. So, you know, yeah, they'll be a tough test for us tomorrow night. But, you know, we've had a good week and had a good year. And like I said, we have good players. That helps out quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Caldwell held its own against Owensboro Apollo, too. So, and they ended up having a really good year.
Yeah, and that's another team that's playing tomorrow night and has had a good year. And again, beat Madisonville. And, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Chuck, same question to you about basketball. Where's the state of high school basketball stand right now in Kentucky?
Well, you know, we always talk about the shot clock. We talk about,
I was going to bring that one
you
up.
You know,
yeah.
We talk about that. You know, it's going to be here. I think Coach Cash has already ordered our clocks and getting that ready. I think that's going to, it won't change much for us. I mean, we go over in the first region and play over there. They held the ball on me a couple times. When we were ahead, they got a 2-point lead, 3-point lead, and they can make free throws. So
yeah,
that really affected us. So I think it'll be good for us. I wasn't a fan of it, but I think in the long run, we play some first region teams. So we'll see about that. I like that. I like it now as to before. It just was, you know, wasn't going to hurt us. Yeah. When I was with the girls, it definitely wasn't going to hurt. So.
But at least for Kentucky, it doesn't start until the 2027-28 season, right?
Yeah. Well, everybody's getting geared up. Got to find somebody to run that clock. You know, it's going to be a process. You know, we're pretty excited about it. Our kids, we've got a young team. You know, Todd coming in. We lost 6 seniors, and we lost our leading scorer coming back, and Cam Wilson. You know, he's going to be a double double easy every night. He just tore the summer up. So we're going to miss him. So we're going to play super hard. We're going to play a different way this year. So yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not sure how long you guys can stay with me here, but Will, I did want to ask you about Owensboro. You know, I'm always kind of the history buff, and are you familiar with some of those old teams at Owensboro, like back in 1917 when they were scoring 100 points a game up there?
Well, the previous head coach, Jay Fallon, is a history teacher and really dove into it, to the OHS football history part of it, and made sure our kids were aware of it. And he always talked, you know, Henderson has always been a big rival. And he would talk about, you know, the guys would fold their helmets up and put them in their back pocket and get on the train to go to Henderson. So, yeah, and there's a lot of old timers that have been around OHS football for a long time that are on the program. And so, yeah, and it's very similar to Caldwell County. Caldwell County has those same types of stories too, which is, again, you know, why I would want to be at somewhere like Owensboro.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get out of here. Will, I want to tell you, good luck, man. We keep up with you, and we miss you. You and your wife are great. Really miss you, and great part of our community. And I wish you guys the best of luck the rest of the way through.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Good luck to you guys as you get going.
All right, thank you, Todd. I appreciate you guys.
Chuck, appreciate you coming in this
sir,
morning, and good
anytime.
Luck to you guys Saturday at Ballard, and then the next week down at Crittenden County in the scrimmages.
Yes, sir. All right, thank y'all.
Caldwell County boys basketball head coach Chuck Mitchell, he's going to bow out. We're going to keep talking to Will as long as we can, though. And, Will, talk about the season you guys have had, because you guys played, what, St. X and Louisville Christian Academy. Is that right, early in the season?
Yeah, we opened up at St. X, then played Cal, which are, you know, 2 really good teams. And when you play really good teams, you figure out what you're not very good at pretty quick. So those are learning experiences, and we've got to, you know, have a new quarterback and a, you know, new coach, and so trying to troubleshoot all of that while you're playing a couple of the best teams in the state was obviously a challenge and a little bit overmatched, but you know, we learned from it and continue to get better. We've got a really good group of senior players that are good leaders and do things the right way that navigated us through, you know, we're 0-2 and not having a lot of success.
But you guys have won 9 straight now, right, going into the second round of the playoffs?
Yes. Yeah, so we've, you know, the schedule wasn't, you know, we're not playing Cal and St. X anymore, and got a little more confidence, and, you know, I think that helped and kind of got settled into the season and, you know, just really picked up momentum and kind of rode that throughout this run.
Now, when you think back to your time at Caldwell County, what's some of the favorite memories from that time?
Really, the those years when I first came back and was coaching with Dad, I guess it was 17 and 18, you know, those are some of the most fun memories that I had coaching, because it was coaching with Dad and then also that entire staff that was on, you know, that coached me whenever I was in high school. Those 2 years and even, you know, the year Dad passed away was a lot of fun because of the kids and kind of rallying around Dad. And, you know, I had a lot of really good memories in Caldwell County. Obviously, in 2012, I wasn't a part of that, but just following that was a ton of fun and just a lot of really good memories.
Well, and you got to see a lot of that from different ways because there was a really long run that we had there where we had some really strong teams, and you were a quarterback for part of that, and then you were a coach for part of that.
Yeah. So I saw it as a player, and really going back even as a kid, we would come to some games and when we could, and saw it then, and then saw it as a player, and then, you know, kind of loosely involved, I guess you could say, when I was in college and at Glasgow, and then coming back as a coach. You know, it was a lot of good players, a lot of good memories, and really just a lot of good people. And that's what makes Caldwell County football special is the people.
Now, what's the game plan for you guys this week against Greenwood?
Well, we'll have to play really well. They do a good job on the defensive side. They have a defensive-minded head coach. And so they're going to play tough, physical football. And then, you know, they run the ball quite a bit. So, I'm sure they'll try to milk the clock and do that kind of thing. It almost reminds me of those old Murray-Caldwell games, you know, where we're kind of the explosive score in one or two plays. And then, you know, Greenwood's more of a grind it out and, you know, shorten the game. So it'll be kind of a battle of the contrasting styles, I think.
You know, Caldwell kind of had that happen to them twice this year. Union County and Hancock County both were those kind of teams. And, man, they get the ball and they just don't give it up. And you've got 40 seconds of play. And, you know, you look up and the next thing you know, they've taken 8 minutes off the clock and scored a touchdown on you.
Yeah, and that's, that, you know, that's the thing that makes it difficult because the possessions get shortened and minimized, and you have to offensively, you have to really maximize those because you're not sure when you may get that ball back.
Have you been watching the Kentucky Wildcats much this season? And what's your thoughts on the last couple of games?
It's really impressive to kind of go the way it was going. And then I know Auburn and Florida are kind of going the wrong directions and are looking for new coaches, but to get that thing flipped from where it was and have some positive momentum where, you know, I think ESPN's got them going to a bowl game. You know, that's a good job. That's a sign to me that the coaching staff hasn't lost the locker room. So I think there's some positive momentum there.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, that it looked early in the season pretty bleak, and it didn't look like the Cats would win many games at all this year, but they had some chances early, you know. They had some chances against Ole Miss. They had the chance against Texas, and if they hadn't turned the ball over at South Carolina, that game could have been different. But, yeah, the big thing to me is the guys are still playing for Coach Stoops and that staff, and that's always a big thing.
Yeah, and that's been the most impressive thing to me because, obviously, you know, you lose a tough one against Texas, you probably feel like you should have won, and then you know, kind of get some momentum here the last couple of weeks is a really nice job.
Yeah, we'll be watching. It's always interesting, always pull for Kentucky. And, Will, I know you're a big UK fan, and it seems like we always get our hearts ripped out. But it's kind of fun again all of a sudden after you win a couple of games.
Yeah, and if you find a way to get to a bowl game, I mean, that's a tremendous job. And I think probably turns the whole vibe of the season around and the energy going into the off season for sure.
You know, I think overall Coach Stoops has done some good things at Kentucky. I'm kind of the point at this juncture that, you know, if you've been a coach someplace for about 10 or 12 years, you know, maybe that's it. Maybe that's about all you can get out of somebody. But, yeah, Stoops has kind of turned it around, and it's always fun watching the Cats get some wins.
Yeah, they've done a good job, and he's had a great tenure there, and I think has done a lot of good things for high school football, too, that people may or may not know, and they've been involved in the state. So, I think he's obviously made Kentucky football better, but I also think he's made Kentucky high school football better, too.
Well, Will, we appreciate you jumping on this morning with us and talking some football and some basketball with Coach Mitchell. And certainly good luck to you guys, and we'll have to catch up again sometime.
Yeah, I enjoy it every time, and, miss you guys at WPKY and all the coverage. It's you guys do an amazing job as always, and that's how I keep up with all things Caldwell County still. So I appreciate what you guys do.
All right, thanks, Will. Have a great day.
Thanks, Todd.
Former Caldwell County Tiger and former Caldwell County football head coach Will Barnes with us this morning here on the Sideline Report. I also appreciate Caldwell County boys basketball head coach Chuck Mitchell for coming in and speaking with us this morning. We need to get to a timeout here on the show. We'll be back with more right after this. Stay with us on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Stallings Auto Sales has an excellent reputation for providing quality cars at great prices. Stop by 1944 West 7th Street, Hopkinsville today. Stallings Auto Sales, your trusted source for used cars.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast for Fredonia, Catawba, and the rest of the region. High around 66 today under partly sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear down to 43. For Friday, mostly sunny 73. Friday night, partly cloudy 56. Mostly sunny 75 by Saturday. Could see a few chances for showers Saturday night and Monday afternoon as well. But again, for today, partly sunny skies, high of 66.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, all ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice, Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Terry Martin with H&R AgriPower. When getting the job done right is job one, you need equipment that's built to deliver. That's why H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Kentucky is proud to announce that we now carry Kubota hay tools, M7 tractors, and construction equipment. From balers to the Powerfer M7 series and even the world's number one selling compact excavator, Kubota has the tools to tackle every job with strength, comfort, and reliability. Come and see us today at H&R AgriPower, your new Kubota hay tools, M7, and construction equipment dealer right here in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
As a community, we faced challenges. We've seen that working together as a team, we're stronger. This is Heather Riley, marketing specialist with the Edge Media Group. With over 7 decades of building customer relationships, we've learned a thing or two about teamwork. We're dream builders. Through marketing campaigns designed specifically for unique needs, we help customers grow, building today's ideas into tomorrow's legacies. This is Heather Riley. Come build a legacy with me. Find out how at theedgemediagroup.net.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning.
good to have a chance to catch up with Caldwell County boys basketball head coach Chuck Mitchell and with former Caldwell County football head coach Will Barnes. The Tiger basketball team is headed for scrimmage action this Saturday. The Tigers will scrimmage at Ballard Memorial. Action down there is expected to begin around noon. They'll start with the varsity portion of the scrimmage, and then the JV and freshman teams will also get to scrimmage as well. As for Will Barnes and his Owensboro Red Devils team, they will be playing in the second round of the Class 5A playoffs at home on Friday, facing the Greenwood Gators. So good luck to Caldwell County boys basketball, and also good luck to Will Barnes and the Owensboro Red Devils in the playoffs this week. Need to get to another break here on the show. Back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to make sure you and your family are financially taken care of for life. Call Josh Ray with Woodman Life at 270-625-0307.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, Trice Hughes has the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Trice Hughes, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Trice Hughes.
Uncover the charm of banking local with Fredonia Valley Bank, your steadfast financial partner since 1894. Through times of change, Fredonia Valley Bank remains by your side to handle your banking with a legacy of excellence. Discover strength in their local roots and experience the difference of genuine community banking. Embrace the mantra of living local. Eat, buy, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank. Local people, local decisions, and local commitment. Your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing, and if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note, all in about 20 minutes, without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
Hey, it's Tess. WPKY has lost our sneaky little gnome, PK, and we need your help to find him. PK will be hiding in a different location every week, so follow the clues, find him, and take a selfie. Don't forget to text it to us at 270-963-9038. Enter every week. Each selfie gets you another entry for the grand prize drawing. There's no place like local for the holidays. 1580-103.3 WPKY.
Your Weather Ranch Weather Center forecast for Princeton and Caldwell County today. Partly sunny skies at high of around 66. Tonight we'll see that low down to about 43 under mostly clear skies. For Friday, mostly sunny, high of 73. Again today, partly sunny skies at high near 66.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning. In the studio with me now, we've got Tess. And
hey.
Tess, it's a busy time in sports. Actually, a little bit of a downtime, but we're getting ready for winter sports.
I don't know. I think, like, the getting ready is more busy than the doing.
Sometimes it is.
Right? So there was something coming up in Fredonia that I thought was really cool. My daughter, of course, she's all grown up now, but she played volleyball early on, and she loved it.
Yeah.
And this is something they've started. Our very own Sue Stone is one of the coaches for this. They did an amazing job last year, actually. No pun intended, because it's the Amazing Aces Volleyball. And they get these girls, and they come in there, and they teach them the basics.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
And they're having sign-ups and an evaluation day December 6th
yeah.
from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So I believe they do all that down at Fredonia at the gym.
Yes, First Baptist Church there at Fredonia. It's called The Hive now, yep. And you've got to see some basketball there. And they do that, and all of the games are going to be there. They're just a great group of people. First Baptist Church there in Fredonia kind of helped get that started, too. Of course, Coach Bailey, she's a part of that, Bailey McDonald. And between the two of those ladies, if your child wants to learn volleyball, this is the way to do it. It reminds me of junior pro for football is kind of what it reminds me of. So if you've got a kid that is just kind of thinking about volleyball, or, you know, they're just kind of getting started, this would be a great way to do it. It's not expensive at all. They can get in and out of there, I think, like $40 or something. Yeah. I mean, it's not much at all. And you don't have to worry about all the fancy stuff yet before they figure out if they really want to do it. And Sue and Bailey, I mean, you can't get better volleyball coaches than that.
And they've both been around the game a long time.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I can't think of anybody else as far as really great coaches to get them started. Of course, they are looking for some helpers. If you can jump in there, maybe you played volleyball back in the day. They're looking for some coaches for that, too. So maybe some moms and dads that want to get involved. But it's a really great organization, really great way to get it started. And in Fredonia, they just love those kids. And that Fredonia gym is kind of perfect for volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
It well, really
and they with all the renovations they did in there, it's good for a lot of things now.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's
you
really
can get
nice.
A hold of, you can actually, the money and the all of the things, like the registration, that December 6th, that day is when they're doing evaluations, just so they don't get, you know, kids that have played before, they don't want them all on one team. They want to space that out a little bit so that one team is not all, you know, all of the players that know what they're doing first. But that whole evaluation day is huge. They'll go in. That's the day that's the deadline to get your application and all that kind of stuff. I hate to say application, registration, yeah. I guess, to get all of that in. But up until now, you can go ahead and do that, too. They've got a link. I put the link there on our community calendar, so if you want to go find that this, all of the information, the dates, the whole thing is right there on our community calendar. You follow the link, and you can go ahead and get signed up. And they'll ask you a few questions, like, you know, if your kid ever played before and all that good stuff. So it's, if you got a young lady that would like to play volleyball, that's a great opportunity.
Speaking of the Fredonia gym, I had pop up in my Facebook memories just a day or two ago about the basketball scrimmage we played down there 2 years ago.
How cool was that?
Yeah, that
I mean, that was huge.
That was pretty big, yeah.
They don't do anything in Fredonia. The town may be small, but I'm telling you, they don't know how to do anything down there small. But basketball and is synonymous with that Fredonia gym. You've played basketball in that gym.
We played Little League basketball down there when I was little, yeah.
We used to play Little League down there. We used to, by the way, you know, when the school was still going, they used to have a lot of games. So we used to play pickup games when we were big kids. We used to go down there and play as young adults.
We used to have a Wednesday night game every week at Fredonia.
Right. Yeah. Had church leagues there. So that gym, even though the school was, you know, that was shut down, that gym just stayed active. And they did a ridiculously good job, the folks there in Fredonia, of getting together Presley Lamb and, of course, Mr. Dean Ackridge, and a lot of those were very instrumental in getting that thing redone. And I hate to say redone. It was because it looks exactly, it even smells. I don't know how they did it. It smells like it, well, a little better than what it used to, but you can almost smell, you know, the basketball in the walls. And it's just very respectfully done.
My first memory of the Fredonia gym is always the smell of popcorn when you first walked in the gym.
It hits you, and I love that. Of course, like down at Butler, when you walk in, you know, by the concession stand, that popcorn, this hits you right in the face. But I love the way that they've redone that in Fredonia, so kudos to them because they've done a great job.
You know, we recently finished up the fall sports season, a good year for Caldwell County to finish 6-5 in football, first winning season in 4 years. I know a lot of people were wanting a few more wins, but injuries kind of got in the way toward the end, and the season didn't end the way we wanted, but still 6-5, and that's a good place to build going forward.
Look, we've got some kids that played really hard all year, and if that's their senior year, they want to go out with a bang, and I think they can be pretty proud of where they were at the end of the day, right? You know, you want to graduate and think about your high school football career, come back and be part of your Hall of Fame, that... you know, and I think we got some kids who are going to be able to do that.
I was able to get my streak up to 448 games, I believe. So 11 more added on this year.
I don't know of anybody that really has been that many times to anything, let alone the football games with all the weather and all that stuff. So congratulations to you. I wonder what that number's going to get to before.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. But it's interesting because there have been other streaks. You know, the Phelps has had their long streak that, you know, there's still commemorated on the seats out at Tiger Stadium. Twyman Boren was over 300 games at one point. Gary Goodacre was over 200 games at some point. So that's crazy that we had all those streaks going at one time.
I think we got a huge fan base in Caldwell. And I know all schools do around here. But for some reason, Caldwell County, we roll heavy. We really do, even to away games. I was so glad to see a lot of the other teams actually comment on how full our visitors section was during football. It's like, look, they roll like they're at home. And I think that that's really cool because we've looked across the stadium on a Friday night and hardly seen anybody in the visitors' chairs. And that's hard for the kids. So, you know, it was good to see there was a large following, even when Fort Campbell come down. So it looked good.
We had a really good crowd up at Hancock County last week for the playoff game. And that's good because that's an hour and 45-minute, hour and 50-minute trip up the road, you know.
I'm telling you, that was a heck of a time. That was a drive for everybody involved. I know they were a little worried about the weather and mixed in, and I guess everything went good. Of course, the biggest delay of the year, I guess, was when we lost power. It wasn't actually due to weather, was it?
Well, we had the delay because of lightning on homecoming night out here against Trigg County, and then right before they announced the Queen, the power went out.
It was dramatic.
Yes, it was. It hit just at the right time, but at the same time, we're all thinking we've waited an hour now to get this game going, and now the power's going out on us.
I'll tell you, Princeton Electric Plant Board really got that wrapped up, I thought, pretty quick.
Yes.
As far as the, you know, the people up in the Crow's Nest being able to have some power up there, between the Caldwell County School System and Princeton Electric Plant Board, they got that wrapped up pretty quick where, you know, they get the lights back on. Need to say thank you to McDonald's as well. Your Saturday morning quarterback went good this year.
Yes, appreciate them hosting us for Saturday morning quarterback this season. And I appreciate the coaches and the players that came in to be on the show this year.
Well, and they were really accommodating. You had a nice little nook back there, you know, in the back there. And I loved being able to hear people before the show. That's the stuff that most people don't hear. Off the air, so people that walk up and go, hey, y'all having a show out here? What are you doing out here? And I love that the people were mingling around and you got to see people and in and out, and it just seemed like a good season out at quarterback.
You know, back to the night the power went out at Tiger Stadium and we had the lightning delay what seemed like forever.
Yeah.
You know, at first it's a bad night because you're playing Trigg County. It's a big rival. You want to get that game going. But at the same time, it ended up being a great memory for everybody because everybody's going to remember that night with the lightning around and we couldn't get the game started and then the power went out. The stadium's completely dark. People are holding up their phones. It's going to end up being something that people years from now remember.
Were you there?
Yeah, remember that night the lights went out?
Well, and it's almost fitting that it was Trigg County. You know, it had to be the 139 Bowl that something like that happened with. You and I work with a lot of Trigg County folks. And that was one of those things that's going to be talked about, you're right, for a long time, just because it's memorable. So how many years have we had that trophy now?
Is it 12, 13, something like that?
It's been a minute. I'll rub that in there.
Ever since the trophy started, it's belonged to Caldwell County. So, you know, how long can they keep it?
I think forevers. Yeah. Doesn't that sound good? Forevers. We've had one heck of a streak, though.
Yeah.
Especially when we've had down seasons and we were kind of down in the mouth, but boy, we would come back and show up for that game.
And it ended up being a good win for Caldwell this season too.
Right.
So.
And that's always good for our kids. I think that's one of those wins that we feel a lot of excitement and rivalry toward. And of course, Crittenden County was the other rivalry game this year that we have every year. But all in all, I got to thank our sponsors for football because I'll tell you, we had a lot of very loyal sponsors that come back every single year. And that's how we get it on the air. And that's how you see the video later and all the things is because, number one, we have a heck of a sports team. But as far as our sponsors go, they always come back every year and we appreciate it. Of course, basketball coming up. I'm seeing here the Caldwell County basketball schedule in front of me.
Yeah.
That's something else that's going to, yes, it's going to be on the air, right?
December 1st and 2nd.
So what are you excited for? What do you think about the basketball? You think Lady Tigers have got a good chance this year?
District's going to be tough. Region's going to be tough. So, you know, have to see how we can kind of cut our own little way into both of those this year. See if we can make a run at, you know, a district championship and maybe get in the region and get a good draw and see how long you can stay in that.
Well, if you're a basketball fan, I think the Tigers are going to put on one heck of a show again this year. Of course, the kids get to go for free. The students do. If you're a student at Caldwell County, if you've got a student at Caldwell County, take them to the games. Make sure that they go. Man, there is no more intimidating thing than for a visiting team to walk in and there's just Tiger fans everywhere. And our gymnasium looks amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Our new cab, lights? Yeah. I mean, you can see everything, right? That maybe that's a good and a bad thing all at the same time. I don't know. But it really does look good. Of course, we got the new sign on the side of the cab, too. So they ought to be pretty proud of the facility that they get to call home, right?
Well, and I always say our football stadium is one of the best around when you look at the way it's laid out. And now, there are times on really cold winter, fall evenings, whatever that is, that the wind can whip around pretty tough up there on that hillside, but man, what a view you have of the sun setting in the afternoon, and on that hillside, you're sitting there and you can see the game, and it's the stadium's all lit up, and the Tigers all lit up on the wall, so there are not many better places to go watch a football game in Western Kentucky.
Well, I played many a year in that gym, because I got to play some Lady Tiger basketball, thank you. But, of course, I guess Frelick will be around. You'll be able to see Coach Frelick, too. He'll be around. So make sure you go to the games if you can do it at all and make sure that we fill up the cab. Of course, sideline report, that's going to keep going.
Yeah.
We don't have quarterback on Saturday,
No quarterback until next season. So
we got to wait on that. Now we just got to figure out something for you to do for basketball.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that that's awesome. Of course, Chuck was in here today. We love him. I think he feels like he's going to have a good season.
Yeah. Chuck was in here. We had Will on the phone with us, so it was good.
How cool was that, by the way?
Yeah. And Chuck and Will got to talk back and forth, so that was cool.
I think it's a neat course. Will, how many years did he coach here?
Putting me on the spot.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, because it's tough to remember because he was an assistant coach at times, and then he was the head coach for a few years. So
it's kind of cool.
And then he was
a
player. You know, he was starting quarterback for 3 years. So
well, it's kind of cool that he was. You know, he was here and he's still invested in Caldwell. He was talking about how he had gone to see a scrimmage that they'd had over the summer.
He'd watched a lot of that on.
I think that's neat. Yeah. And now they end up playing him in the play. I think that's pretty cool. What is it, second round?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think? Now that Will's not, don't listen, Will.
Yeah.
What do you think their chances are?
I think Owensboro has a chance to play for a while. I feel pretty good about beating Greenwood, and then because I think they're number 2 in the 5A RPI, they'll get to host some games.
That's good.
5A's tough though. 5A gets tough really quick, so I think they can get by this week, and it gets tough after that.
Okay, so those that are wanting to keep up with Will and what's going on, you've got it on Sports Edge, right?
Yeah, we'll have something. I'll have it on my Facebook page. We'll talk about it here on the show. So,
and so if you want to keep up with that and what's going on with them, that'll be good. So, hey, I appreciate you letting me invade.
I was
going to
say thanks for coming in and sitting in with us for a while.
Well, don't forget, people, if you've got a kid that wants to get in volleyball, this is a great thing. You can go to our community calendar right there on our website at WPKYonline.com. Amazing Aces Volleyball signups.
All right. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you.
Back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations, it's a girl.
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Power
powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY, Princeton, Kentucky. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning. Appreciate Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell for being on the show. Former Caldwell County Tiger player and football head coach Will Barnes, now at Owensboro. I appreciate him coming on the show. Thanks to Tess for setting in on the show this morning as well. That's going to wrap us up for this week's edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Again, thanks for joining us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. WPKY.